Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Afrida Love Show, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host on tonight, Dr. Afrida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Once again, I'm so excited and delighted that you have decided to join this particular ministry. I want to thank God, my family, and my friends, and each and every one of you for joining me on tonight. I am so excited. I have over 600 individuals. Please be sure to call somebody, text somebody, tell somebody that the Afrida Love Show is on, and this is a show where Jesus shines with love. We are going to begin by reading Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9, followed by prayer. Then we will have a little bit of a spiritual guidance, and then we will speak about our announcements. And then I will bid you a great night. Of course, we're going to pray. And I want you to think about individuals who you want to pray for. Pray for those you know and those you do not know. So let us go ahead and read Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. And it reads, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, his love endures forever. Who by his understanding made the heavens, his love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, his love endures forever. Who made the great lights, his love endures forever. The sun to govern the day, his love endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the night, his love endures forever." I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning and you started us on our way. You gave us a reasonable portion of our health and strength, and you blessed us, and you kept. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for those who may have had some trying times today, Lord, but you preserved their lives. You blessed their families. You blessed their children. We ask that you continue to be a hedge of protection around us. Help us, Lord Jesus, to do your holy and righteous will. Bless our hearts and our minds and our souls to be about your business. And anything that's not like you, help us to rebuke, help us to avoid, help us to not come in contact, Lord. We thank you for this day. We thank you for each and every day. And we ask that you continue to bless us and help us to be instruments that can be utilized by you. Bless our careers, bless our families, bless our lives, bless our finances, bless each and everything, the projects that we do. We're asking, would you bless those youth strategically to come on the 19th and to learn and to be fulfilled and to bless their lives and to protect their lives. And we ask, Jesus, would you just help us and bless this ministry, bless each person who listens on this ministry, bless those we know, those who we do not know, bless those who are in bereavement, bless those who are going through something, bless those who are coming out of something, bless those who just need a word from you. And Lord, we ask and we thank you for each and every opportunity. We thank you for the doors shut. We thank you for the doors open. We thank you for the people. We thank you for just everything that you're doing in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. All right. Whew. That's a whirlwind, isn't it? All right. So once again, I thank each and every one of you for joining me. Hello, family. Hello, friends. Hello, guests. I have many different individuals from all over the world who is actually visiting this ministry, and I thank you for that, for taking out the time to even stop by and drop by and to say hello. We're going to go ahead and begin. I want you to look up this particular book. It's A Spiritual Guide on the Go. This book has been out for many different years, at least since 2014. And I was asked to give a preview, to give a motivating or encouraging word concerning this particular aspect. And so with this, what I want to do is I want to go ahead and I want to, this comes out of A Spiritual Guide on the Go, Perfecting Your Walk with God. I wrote this book, as I said before, in 2014. I've had a couple of publishers who asked for a second edition, but right now I'm not writing a second edition because I'm writing another book about leadership. But I want to go ahead and look at the aspect of God. When I first wrote this book, God is the hierarchy. He is the main individual. He is the source. Not only is he the source of our health and strength, but he's the source of this world. He's the source of each and every person. And so within this book, I go on to describe heaven. In the beginning, we know that God created the heavens and the earth. And we know that the earth was without form and it was void. And we know that there was darkness upon the face of the earth. And we know that the Spirit of the Lord moved upon the face of the waters. And we also know that God said, let there be light. And there was light. That represents obedience. And then God said, since there is light and it was good, God divided the light from the dark. This is an analogy of dividing good from evil. And God says, we must be able to divide ourselves and turn from our wicked ways and turn to righteousness. And I thought about that because I gave you guys an analogy of workers of iniquity. And God says, if you keep entertaining and keep on the pathway and entertaining, he calls them fools, he said, then you become a fool as well. And so, therefore, we have to go in the path of righteousness. What is the path of righteousness? The path of righteousness means that we have to have a clean heart and open mind. Just because someone is acting in iniquity doesn't mean that we do, although we are human and it's very tempting to do so. But God says that the yoke is destroyed. He means that, therefore, because there is no meaning within your life, these are evildoers of iniquity, God says, depart from me, for I never knew you. And that's the persona, that's the personality that God asked us. We have to depart from evil. I never knew you. It doesn't mean that you shun people. It doesn't mean that you talk bad to people. It doesn't mean that you think evil of people, but you go about your life and you void evilness and iniquity, and God shall take care of that. But once he said, he's given an analogy, it's like sheep. You know, once you go into a herd of sheep, you become like the sheep. And so therefore God says you have to distinguish yourself. Who am I? Every person who was born, whether you're a twin, whether you're a regular person, you have a name. You have something that distinguishes you even if you're a twin. God said that is how we are supposed to be distinguished as those who are walking in the light and those who are walking and working for God. We're not working for iniquity. What does that mean, Alfreda? What does that mean? That means that when you, your brother, your sister have a trial, or if they are downtrodden, or if something happens, we don't glorify in that. God says we turn from our evil ways and our evil thoughts, and we begin to pray. Why? Because that same thing can fall upon us. And he says a famine could come. And when a famine comes, we want to say, oh, Lord. He says, but during someone else's famine, we was glorifying in God because it wasn't us. And God says, we're 1 foot in the door to heaven and 1 foot in the door to hell. Choose ye this day whom you will serve. And it depends on us. So when God made the light, God says he wants us to walk in the light, the beautiness of the light, the dewdrops, right, a mercy that shines bright, shine all around us by day and by night. Jesus is the light of the world. I can't pretend like I'm somebody and I like you in the daytime, and then I'm trying to destroy you, as I said before, destroy your career like those evildoers of iniquity at night. I have to be about my Father's business, especially if I want to get blessed. So that is the whole gist of that first part in Genesis 1:1-4. That's God created the heavens and the earth, and he saw that it was good, and he said, let there be light, and then he said, let there be darkness, and he divided. So you must distinguish yourself. It doesn't mean that you think you're better, you know. It just means that you want to serve God, and God says, do not assemble yourselves, do not tarry with evildoers of what? Iniquity. You can fake all you want to with people, but God knows your heart. Right? We can pretend, we can get up and pretend all we want to. But God knows what we do in the light, and he knows what we do in the dark. And so it's very important that we all be real with God, because God knows all about it. So that's the first part of the book. And it says God gave specific instructions to Adam and Eve. It gives an analogy. And one of those instructions that God gave to Adam and Eve are found in Genesis, if you think about it, 3:3. It says, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. But later in the story, we found that the serpent was spotted in the garden. And how many of you know that there was a verse in the Bible or a song that says, when I go to do good, evil always presents itself. Well, the snake was the evilness. And so can you imagine the snake? And this seems like a fictional story. The snake was talking, and the snake told them that they should taste of the fruit. And so Adam and Eve, actually Eve did, right? And God had told them specifically not to. And so you have to read the book to get the other gist of it. You can read the Bible as well, but in the book I break it down. And so Adam and Eve were fooled by this serpent. And God says many times in life, he said, we're fooled by evil workers of iniquity. And so how do we do that? He likened it to a spider web. He said it's all connected. He says, but when you turn from your evil ways and when you stop entertaining foolishness and you rebuke foolishness and you put it in God's hands, God says that he will make all of your paths straight and he will order your steps. Whatever you're supposed to have, God is going to give it to you. There is no person on earth who can stop our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ from giving you what you deserve. Because if those individuals could stop God, then there would be no death. Everybody would be lit alive, right? And so God has proven himself over and over when he wake us up in the morning, because he don't have to. When he start us on our way, because he don't have to. When he protect us, he doesn't have to. And when we're sleeping, we're in the very image, right, of death. But God preserves what? Our lives. And so therefore, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in a time of trouble. And so God says that, you know, he is the creator of the earth. God is the creator of humankind. He is the creator of us. And because he is the creator of us, God has domain and reign over our lives. And we have to remember that. And that's just one section of the book that I want you to understand about this. Because we have God, then we have Jesus, our Savior, which we'll talk about on another time. But the whole purpose of that particular little section is to distinguish yourself. How do you distinguish yourself? Are you a work of iniquity, or are you an enhancement, and are you about God's business? When you're about God's business, I find that God continues to open up doors, right? He continues to make a way. He continues to help and preserve our lives. And you have to know how to separate yourself from individuals who work iniquity, period. You have to understand that. It's very important that we understand that aspect. And so just like when Jesus, when God separated day from night, you know, and then God separated the tare from the wheat. So every day when we're walking through with our Lord and Jesus, Savior Jesus Christ, we have to make sure there are two roads that you can take. You can take the road, we call it Damascus, or we can take the road to destruction. And there are two different roads. And Robert Frost, the poet, always spoke about those two different roads that we could take. And so when we take those, when we select those roads, we need to make sure we're taking the correct road. You know, and that is the road that God has paved out for us. Because when we deviate or take shortcuts, we always come up short. And so that's very important. And like we said, there are some people who are on earth. And I talked about, I gave you an example, and I'm always going to use that as an example. They're evil doers of iniquity. I talked about the superintendent. I talked about the lawyer. I talked about Brian Burns. I talked about Ernest Pugh. I talked about Bernice King. No matter what your title is, God can still strip you. He can still cause a famine in your land. No matter how much money you think you have from people, God can still strip you. That includes me as well. And so we're not God. And when we begin to worship things that are not of God and not like God, then God says, okay, money is your God. Money can take care of you, and you have none. Or we say, people, that's my God. They can take care of you. And so God always takes care of his people. And so you will not be in famine as long as you have God. God says the poor will always be among us, poor in spirit, poor in finances, poor in heart, poor in health. That will always be among us. But you have to distinguish yourself. Choose ye this day whom you will serve. Right? Not what, because we don't serve materialistic things. We don't serve our cause. We don't serve all that. Okay? We serve a what? True and living God. Correct. Exactly. And so it's very important that we as Christians, right, continue to serve God because God continues to serve us. He's a good God. He's a merciful God. So in that book, A Spiritual Guide on the Go, right now I'm not writing a second edition, but publishers, you know, they're asking about it, and we might want to change the cover and add a few things. But for the most part, as I said before, you have to distinguish yourself. Who do you want to be? You know, we talked about that. We talked about, you know, I even told you the aspect. I said these people writing letters and doing all these things, trying to destroy careers. God says that's not going to happen. You can write whatever you want to write. Just like when we try to save ourselves, if God wants us to be saved, we'll be saved. If God doesn't, then we're not going to be saved. And so we have to learn, and I'm going to take you through an activity, how to put everything in God's hands. Because many people think, well, this is in Alfreda's hands, or this is in this person's hands, or this is in that. It's not. Because when these people die, when these people leave, then what do you have? Absolutely nothing. Because it was in God's hand in the first place. And so we have to learn how to have faith in God, because faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things what? Not seen. And so in every aspect of your life, it's important that we understand who God is, and we understand whose, okay, and who we belong to as a people. So that is basically what that particular book is about. And I just want to give you a brief example. We will have a more in-depth study, but that's basically what it is, okay? All right, so let's move on. I want to take you through this activity. And this particular activity, once again, all these toxic things that individuals have, you know, that we have in our lives, we're going to have to move it out. It's kind of like COVID, you know what I'm saying? We have to get immune to it, which means that we have to take a shot. And what does a shot mean? A shot means that we have to really disinfect our lives. And that means that we have to really think about and analyze what are the things that's toxic in our lives. Is it people? Is it places? Is it things that we do? What is toxic within our lives? And so I've already taken you through a step, a process. I told you you had to keep your parents. You had to keep your siblings. You had to keep your children. That's non-negotiable, all right? But the rest of this, you don't have to keep, and you don't have to continuously deal with negative individuals. You don't have to continuously deal with people who are, as I said before, like the superintendent and lawyers. You don't have to deal with them who are trying to destroy your career. You don't have to deal with foolishness. You just don't. You don't have to do it. There are various ways. You don't have to deal with broken court systems. You don't have to deal with law enforcement. In effect, you don't have to deal with none of that, right? You put it all in God's hand. Because why? God is actually the boss, think about it, over everything. And whatever God says and whatever he commands, that's what happens. But we as people, we have to command things out of our lives. Lord, I command, I rebuke the lies out of my life. I rebuke that leader out of my life. I rebuke that leader's actions. I rebuke the lawyer's lying and putting things on paper that's incorrect on legal documents. I rebuke her, and I put her in your hands. Not wishing anything bad on her, but I want God to deal with, God needs to deal with her. Because when God deals with her, everything's legal. Everything's right, right? And so you have to learn how to give things over to God. We want to keep everything, right? We want to keep everything. I want to take care of it. And I'm not going to kid you not. You know, when I was going through the systems and trying to correct these things that were wrong, the boss of the world is God. God says, when I get ready to cut off, he says, I'm going to cut off. You know, we can think that we're getting away with things, but when God says stop, it's going to stop. And so the thing about it is that we have to rebuke, right? We can rebuke things out of our lives, and that's what you have to do. So I want you to think about it tonight. We're not going to do it on the show tonight, but I want you to really think about it, and you have to rebuke it. And I gave you an example. For instance, Shelley Crow, that lawyer who writes false information on legal documents and lie, I mean, habitual liar, I mean, out of this world liar, I rebuke her, right? I rebuke her out of my career. I rebuke her out of my life, and I want God to deal with her, period. We're done. That's how you have to do it. And it's not coming back right? And it's not trying to rectify anything because you've already did that. God says you've already did what you're supposed to do, which was try to correct it. And we have broken. So now what's the chain of command? You give it to God, right? And you leave it there, and you don't bring it back. People want to, you don't have to carry things. You understand? You're not the bag man, the bag woman. You don't have to carry things with you daily. You don't have to put up with people daily. All of those people writing letters and stuff, I don't have to put up with them. I don't have to deal with them. I can rebuke them, period. Straight up. Same thing. But people, for some reason, they keep carrying these loads of people, parasites, or they keep carrying garbage. You don't have to. You can bulldoze your way right through it because you have God first. And as I said before, if people jump on the bandwagon, that's their loss, not yours, because there are several people, hundreds of people waiting to be connected with you. When you go fishing, do you only see one fish swimming around? No, you see multiple fish. You don't have to deal with workers of iniquity. You just don't. And that's how life works. But for some reason, people think these are the only people. They're not. It's other people, greater and better, that could really enhance your life. Why in the world would you be among people who are not enhancing your life and you're not enhancing theirs? Why? That doesn't even make sense. And so it's very important. You might have to change your venues. You might have to change your circle, right? You may have to change what you're doing. But all in all, you don't have to deal with workers of iniquity. You choose to do that, you know. And we're human. Because, you know, I wanted to go to court because this is illegal. This is criminal. God says, give it to me. And when God fix it, that's it, you know. And so you, all these workers of iniquity, all these things is going on, right? And people say, oh, I'm going to deal with it. No, let God deal with it, especially if the systems are broken. You know, especially if the systems are broken. And so those type things are things that really needs to be addressed at all times. And so when you look at that and when you think about that, you pray about it and you say, Lord, I rebuke every aspect of this out of my life. For instance, Ernest Pugh, Lord, how did he get in the mix? You know, I rebuke him. I rebuke everything that he's lied about. I rebuke everything that he's tried to destroy. Because he has nothing better to do in his career. God speaking is failing. And so, and you're going to read about it. That's prophecy. That's not anything made up. And, you know, that's not just out of spite because he's doing all these things, but God just spoke that. Failure. And so it's very important that we let God deal with workers of iniquity, because when we deal with it, we sometimes get out of hand. And we have way too many things, great things that God is doing. God says, you know, I'm opening the door for you here. I'm opening the door for you here. I'm proving to you every day that I'm God. And besides me, there is none other. Nobody can stop God. And these people who think that they can stop and block what God has, they can't. They really can't. Because what God has for you, you're going to get it. Right? And so God's going to continue to bless you. Period. But you have to learn to rebuke. And rebuke, for instance, as I said before, I rebuke Shelly Crow for writing false information on legal documents. And I want God to deal with her and deal with her mightily. And whatever that looks like, I pray that she learns to stop, because she's a worker of iniquity and it's a lie and she's a liar. And so I pray that God straightens her life out where she can get her blessings that she really deserves and that she can stop lying, because that's what that is, period. And so we look at those aspects. You know, we talk about, you know, they were saying we have people at church. Well, bless their souls too, you know. Those individuals who are writing letters. We said Andrea Washington writing letters. Bless her health. I ask God to bless her health, but I also ask God to rebuke her because she is of Satan. You know, you're not a prophet. You know, you're the devil, basically, and you're working in iniquity. And so you have to rebuke anyone who's writing letters, anyone who's lying, we rebuke them. And you have to be specific. I didn't call all names, but you have to be specific when you're talking to God. God already knows, but for your particular clarification, you have to be specific, right? God has continued to open doors. What are you complaining about, you know? And so you have to make sure you ask God to put you on the right path with people who are not naive, people who know God, people who are strong and not weak. You don't want God to put you on a path like the weak leader or the weak lawyer or weak people who need 1,000 people. We don't do that. You need people who know God. Asked, you have to be strategic in asking, Lord, put me on the path where people know God and they know your voice and they know right from wrong. Because if you're on a path where people jump on the bandwagon easily, then you're on the wrong path. And we learned that because for the simple fact, you know, dealing with a leader, a lawyer, some lawyers who are unethical, and you know that if you was in the same room with them, they don't stand a chance, right? But because the systems are broken, you didn't have that opportunity. But you know that you are way more powerful than all of them put together probably. And looking at that aspect, you're in the wrong, you're not going down the right path. You know, when I decided to even serve at that particular school, that was the wrong move. That was not of God, because these are workers of iniquity, especially the head. And if the head is not right, you know the tail not. And that's just my experience, right? God, that's just not in his will. And so we have to pray, God, whatever your will is, lead me to people who are not crooks. And you have to be specific. And I know this seems very trivial, but you have to be specific, who don't have a jealous spirit, who don't have a lying hand, who are not envious, jealous, malice. I want to be among people who are confident, people who are like you. And if you run into a path where people jump on the bandwagon and you feel like you missed the opportunity, well, it never was meant for you anyways, because they are not of God anyways. And if they're not of God, and we're not saying you have to be holier than thou and hallelujah, hallelujah, everything, but you should know the voice of God. And if somebody come to you, such as Brian Burns with that foolishness, and he know exactly what's up, and he know exactly what was written, then you would know how to respond. You will lie. Call the person. You would know that. But if you are not strong and of God and have at least a little bit of God in you, you will feed into that foolishness, right? You will feed into that foolishness. And so it never was meant for you anyways. Period. That's just how it is. And so spending your time, spending my time worried about workers of iniquity, no. You just ask God to rebuke them, and you ask God to put you on the right path with people who are strong and who understand and who hear your voice. And we're not saying that they have to be just religious, but people who are smart enough to understand and know the voice of God and know those who are speaking deception. And so it's very important. And so you don't have to announce that it's some grown man who act like a kid, or Ernest Pugh, and we know his track record, or Bernice King, who's doing all that. You don't have to announce all that. You really don't. We pray to God. We ask God to put us on the right path. If we are misstepping or if we are on the wrong path, put us on the right path where we will connect with people who know your voice, people who are at our best interest. That's what we need to do. That is my prayer, right? Because Lord forbid that we be on a track with people who are intimidated, people who act childish, writing letters and things. You know, we say church members, they shouldn't even go to church probably. You know, people with demonic spirits, you're in the wrong place. And I still pray to God. I say, Lord, I want to, you know, wherever God leads me as far as my spirituality, I'm going. Wherever God leads me, because I want to be at the right place. I don't want to be among devils. You know, they say, well, there's devils everywhere. Not really. It's really not. Devil only come where they're invited, right? You're invited, then the devils will come. So you have to pray unto God, and it's one of those things that this point in my life, I'm praying to God. I want to be on the right track. I want to be connected with the right people, you know, because this is the prime of my life, and this is where I'm really going to work for God, really going to shine, you know, really thinking about life and adding to life and all of that good stuff and, you know, all of those great things, you know, finding the right people, finding the right person, you know, all of those particular things. And so it's very important that you have the correct people in your life. That goes for church, that goes for when you go to school, that goes for meetings, that goes for everything, because you don't want people who are intimidated. You know what I'm saying? People who are real intimidated and things like that. You do not, that's something you don't want. You know, you just have to pray to God, and you have to be intentional. And if people don't understand the voice of God, if they do not understand that, then that wasn't your opportunity anyway. It would be a waste of time for you to even waste your time on those people. And so that's just how it is. That's just how, that's just the way of life, you know. So I wanted to share that with you. Now let's go to announcements. All right. Now, everybody in Waco, Texas, Central Texas, I'm going to start promoting this event probably next week. But I want you to mark your calendars, okay? And also I want you to look on my page for this Youth Leadership Corporation of Central Texas. First of all, if you go to Eventbrite and you type in Afrida Love, you will see my event. Okay, Afrida Love, A-L-F-R-E-D-A-L-O-V-E. But this is a Youth Leadership Corporation of Central Texas. Okay, I am hosting this particular event, The Guiding Principles of Scholarship, Leadership, Self-Esteem, and Community for Ages 5 through 18. We will also have it virtual, but in person is great. We will meet on June 19th from 9 to 12. Light snacks will be served for participants. The place is the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, 915 LaSalle Avenue, Waco. And my phone number is 254-744-1626. Also, my email is alfredaemony@gmail.com. This is basically empowering educator and leader with years of experience working with youth. So I'm a national speaker who has spoken on many platforms. And as I said before, some of the topics are scholarship, education, leadership, community service, opportunities for youth leadership. This is a free conference. I really encourage you to attend this conference. I'm going to have some goodies as well, but I want your child to attend this conference. It's going to be at the Chamber, and it's only from 9 to 12. We're going to meet some, and we're going to work on also self-esteem, which is very important. And we're going to work on other aspects. So please be sure to attend. Okay? All right. Gospel artists, anyone with a positive message, I want you to be sure to tune in to the Afrida Love Show at blogtalkradio.com/FridaLove. You can also email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. Gospel artists, writers, anyone with a positive message, I want you to please be sure to email me, because I would love to interview you on this particular ministry. So please be sure to email me, okay? All right, now let me look here real quick to see if I have any announcements. We're going to start some focus groups. Ooh. We're going to start some focus groups. Let me see if I have any information on that. If you have a focus group, then be sure to email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. If you need a speaker, if you have any speaking gigs, education, health, fitness, be sure to email me emonya_love@yahoo.com. Now, I'm looking on this particular website here, and I was told to tell you guys about, let me just a second, a university and a college announcement, okay? university and college announcement. Give me just a second here. Okay. If you're into theater, they have full-time theater lecturers in North Carolina. I also received associate professor history in Missouri. Also a professor of psychology in Birmingham, Alabama. Part-time instructor in general education in Georgia. Nursing lab manager in Milwaukee. Hand surgeon in New Mexico. Academic dean in White Bear Lake, Minnesota. Also, they sent me director of e-learning in Colorado Springs. And also assistant director, director of relations in Boise, Idaho. And a counselor in Dayton, Ohio. If you are interested in any of those professor positions, you can email me because I have information from those particular universities. In addition to that, we have news here. Of course, we have Mr. George Floyd's his ordeal that has hit the newspaper. We have, let's see what else. Oh, Baylor University is hiring for a lecturer in environmental science if you are interested in that. JCPenney's has a rewards member exclusive. I'm just going down all of my announcements. If you want information about our speaking engagement in San Diego, please email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. As far as some of the books, I'm going to give you some of the books that are popular right now on Amazon. The Summer I Found Myself, that is a popular book. Spiritual Guide on the Go, that's popular. Blind Ambition, that's a popular book. Level Zero is a popular book. Gravity Girl, Wild Rose, The Diva Serves Forbidden Fruit. See Something, The Stepsisters, and Coloring Book for Tea Lovers. Those are all popular books. Let's see what else I have for you. Give me just a second. We have some information for theater. She said she would send me more information in a few. Let's make sure that I have everything that I want you to know. Okay. Yes, I believe that that's pretty much everything that you need to know as far as today's concern. Now, I'll have more information on tomorrow from different distributors and individuals who have different events that's going on and things of that nature. But once again, be sure to connect with me at emonya_love@yahoo.com if you are a gospel artist, writer, actor, actress, anyone with a positive message, if you have a business, if you want exposure. As I said before, I have over 8,000 faithful listeners and counting. We're trying to, by the end of June, have at least 9,000 listeners. So please be sure to call somebody, text somebody, tell somebody that the Afrida Love Show is on. We have many different shows that's going on, so be sure to listen to our shows. We have upcoming shows, which is tomorrow. We're going to work on our needs and wants on tomorrow, and that's Praying with Love on tomorrow, so be sure to tune in around 9 o'clock. We're going to continue to pray for those we know and those we do not know. Continue to pray for our event. Continue to pray for our children and our youth. Continue to pray for our schools. Continue to pray for this nation, this country. Continue to pray for our leaders. Continue to just pray one for another. That's it, you know. But I really want you to mark your calendar for June 19th. If you're in the Waco, Central Texas area, even if you're not, go ahead and fly down here. And go ahead and sign up on Eventbrite because I need to know who's attending. And so sign up. I know that right now I show two individuals, but there are so many more. And so I'm going to put the link on my Facebook page under Loves Media. But if you go to Eventbrite, and let me go there now so that I can tell you exactly what it's under, type in Eventbrite, E-V-E-N-T-B-R-I-T-E. Type that in, and I may make a video of this as well. And once you type it in, then let me see. It's making you sign in. So I guess you have to create an account, but I also have a link, you know. I have a link. Let me see. I can do this. Because I believe that you can just type it in without going there. Let's see. Eventbrite. Okay, so actually we're going to have to, yeah, you'll have to sign up. You'll have to sign up for Eventbrite. And when you get there, you just, let's see here, you just type in Afrida Love under search. Under search, Afrida Love, and you will find my event. Or you can, let me see here. You can type in youth. If you type in youth, then you also find my event. But I'm going to create a video. I think it's better if I create a video. And this particular video will illustrate how to log into the event site. So that's what I'm going to do. Okay, here it is right here. July 19th at 9 a.m. from 9 to 12, okay? And all you have to do once you get on the page is click register, and it's free, so you're not paying anything. I am the organizer of this free event, and that's all you have to do is just click register and type in. Once you click register, it's going to ask you how many tickets you need, and so then you register, and that's it. Put your name, and that's it. So it's pretty easy. So I am going to make a video of that because sometimes it can be hidden, and, you know, people are like, oh, I don't want to do all that. But it's not much. It'll take you, like, 2 minutes to register, okay? Also, you can email me, and I'll register you. My email is emonya_love@yahoo.com. I can register you if you email me. I'll put you in if you're having difficulties, okay? All right. I also want you to go ahead and go to YouTube, okay? Go to YouTube, and I'm going to tell you what to look up real quick. Go to YouTube. When you go to YouTube, I want you to search for Afrida Love, A-L-F-R-E-D-A-L-O-V-E, okay? When you search for Afrida Love, you're going to find a young lady sitting in some grass. That was when I was in Las Vegas. And you can click on those videos. It's 611, but I want you to scroll down, and I also want you to look for Afrida Love again. There are 71 videos. That mostly deals with education. And so, yeah, look at those, and I want you to listen to this particular clip because I have created a character, and I'm also going to be promoting these on different platforms. So I want you to listen. It's a minute and 41 seconds. And let me turn this down. I believe that I've already played this particular clip, but I want to play it again. I love Whitney Houston, and so when I am acting, I always I'm speaking to I know this sounds very weird, but I'm speaking to the spirit, right? Of course, Whitney is not here, and so It just depends on the day. It depends on the topic. Whitney will always be in the conversation, but I may interview Natalie Cole. I may interview Marvin Gaye. I may interview Luther Vandross. It just all depends. And so I then basically translate what they're saying. But I want you to listen to this particular clip, and this is just an example. Here we go.
I get so emotional, baby. Every time I think of you, if you get emotional, then you probably don't need the person you're with. Every time you think of somebody, you start crying. I get so emotional, baby, every time I think of you. And you get emotional because of money, emotional because of love. What do you get emotional for? I don't understand. Whitney maybe can help. What did you say, Whitney? I didn't hear you. Why do people get emotional every time they think of somebody? And who was the you? Oh, okay. Whitney said that she meant to say that she get emotional because she's so in love. Well, if you're so in love, then why do you get emotional? You say because they give good love. And that is why you get emotional, because they give good love. And is that what you said? I couldn't hear you. Somebody was talking. Another one of the ghosts. What did you say? You get emotional every time you think of somebody. Why? Because they're just another person to worry you. I understand. I understand exactly what you're saying, but they give good love. And good love may not be what you need. You may need a good, but I ain't gonna say nothing.
Okay. So that's just that's just an example, but I want you to check out my YouTube videos. I have some that's educational. I had uploaded some videos about justice as far as social justice. We spoke about that. And fitness. You also see videos about fitness on my particular page. And you will see praise dancing. And so be sure to check out those particular videos and let me know what you think. Subscribe. It's free, of course. So subscribe to those videos and stay in touch. Once again, to email me, you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. Okay? And I will have more news on tomorrow about different events, educational events, different TV shows, different sales is going on at your favorite store. So be sure to join me. Text somebody, tell somebody, tell somebody, tell somebody, tell somebody, tell somebody that the Afrida Love Show is on. And be sure to go to blogtalkradio.com/Frida Love, blogtalkradio.com/Frida Love. And when you go to that particular site, make sure that you subscribe. You can subscribe. It's free to listen to this particular radio show. Make sure you go there. I want to give a big shout out. I'm looking right now to the United States, who has really provided listening support. Thank you so much, the United States. Also, we have some countries such as Kenya, Africa, Bangladesh. We have many different countries who are representing on this particular show, and I thank you for that. And so our goal is to get to 9,000, and I know we can do that. Excuse me. Yeah, 9,000, and I know that we can do that. So we have many different individuals. Tanzania, Kenya, Bangladesh, United States, thank you all so much for listening. And once again, if someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifted you up because God is love. Until next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. Goodbye, everybody. Thank you.